Dictation for Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Bow, B-O-W, November 1957, addressed as a letter to... Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Clump, K-L-U-M, P as in Paul, P as in Paul, 810-600-7882. Dear Mrs. Clump, consultation Mr. Ball, who has chronic kidney disease, prior right-sided kidney, ureter, bladder prostate removal because of cancer, 2002. Did not require any radiation treatment or chemotherapy. His care was through Walter Reed Military Medical Center. A neo bladder was created. There was cancer recurrence of the urethra, transitional cell cancer, requiring urethra resection. A stoma was created initially, a stoma was created on the left abdomen with ileum, 2007, was doing intermittent catheterization, but there was narrowing of the stoma for what he has an indwelling catheter that he changes every so often. There has been no recent urinary tract infection or gross hematuria. He is back into this area of mid-Michigan, trying to establish new urology, primary care, and nephrology care. Weight, appetite, stable, 2 meals a day, no vomiting, dysphagia. The last year, problems of diarrhea without any bleeding, mostly during daytime, sometimes at night. Nothing to suggest malabsorption. No vomiting. Has chronic pain, prior methadone, discontinued 2016. Last colonoscopy 3 years ago, apparently negative. Arthritis of the knees. No claudication symptoms. Denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no present headaches, reduced system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history as indicated above for cancer, hypertension, supraventricular tachycardia, which he thinks is hereditary, was between 35, 40 years old and recurrence within the last 1 year at the time of COVID, beta blockers were added. He denies diabetes, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, denies pacemaker, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS or a stroke. Denies chronic liver disease. Other diagnosis for chronic pain. Esophageal reflux, sleep apnea, CPAP machine. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include gabapentin, losartan, metoprolol. Tramadol, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, surgeries as indicated above, otherwise right knee scope, appendix at the time of urological surgery. Next paragraph, very occasionally alcohol. He did smoke for 16 years, discontinued 1991. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 218. Blood pressure 124/66 on the right, 122/68 on the left. Normal peripheral pulses, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, no normal speech, no facial asymmetry. Lungs clear, no palpable lymph nodes, neck or armpit, no palpable neck masses or thyroid, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rapid gallop or murmurs. Prior abdominal surgery is midline, above, below, navel. Stomach with folic catheter on the left side, no rebound guarding tenderness and obesity, no gross edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, I review encounter from Walter Reed Military Medical Center from December 2021. I review your notes from October. Most recent chemistries are from October. No anemia, normal white blood cell, normal platelet count, normal sodium potassium, normal glucose, creatinine 1.8, which appears to be baseline, normal acid base, GFR close to 40, normal calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal lipase, low level of albumin in the urine, 63 milligrams per gram. Labs available for the last couple of years, stable and review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, stable over time, not symptomatic. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload, no indication for dialysis. Next number, right side nephrectomy, including ureter, bladder, eventually urethra, prostate, from transitional cell cancer and a high grade cancer on the right kidney. Follows with urology. They were doing yearly cystoscopy. In the recent past, they are doing FISH, F-I-S-H testing in the urine, and thus avoiding the cystoscopy procedures. Next number, hypertension, tolerating losartan, metoprolol, appears to be well controlled. Next number, chronic pain syndrome, prior exposure to methadone, discontinued 2016. Next number, there has been comments, there has been no need for EPO for anemia. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, changes on diet for potassium or bicarbonate replacement. We will monitor chemistries in a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 6 months, end of dictation.